Vayter in Shas. We are in Chulin. Daf Ayin Test. We get up towards the bottom, top of the page, but actually a third down. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 or so. I'm not sure. First one of the line is Chada in the middle of the line. Ibailu, Ibailu. Mifshat Pshita Leila Rabbi Yehuda Dein Chol Shishin Lazera Av. Ha'av, is it really so clear? It's clear to Rabbi Yehuda that we're not worried about the Zera Ha'av. We don't care about the father. Rashizim Shum Hachi Aser. And therefore he asers it. Odilma Sfuki Misapkili. Maybe he was in a state of suffering. Right, and that's why, well, what does that mean? That Rabbi Yehuda assered this mating between a mule, a mule whose mother is a horse and the father is a donkey, with another mule, which when it's a flip, is it because of the fact that it's definitely not a factor, and therefore the mule of the mother donkey and the mule of the mother horse are considered a donkey and horse respectfully, and therefore it's kilayim, it's a problem. Or maybe it was Masupak, he doesn't know exactly what it was. Rashi says Mishamachi Asir, that's what he asked it to be Machmir. Lamai Nafkamina said Afkamina. Lemishre, because either way it's going to be Asir, right? So Lemisha Pri Imha Aim. The Nafkamina is whether we can matir the mating of the product with its mother. Let's say a mule was born to a female horse. Can this mule be mated with a straight-up female horse, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Like, do we say, yeah, for sure, that's what it is. It's going according to the mother. We don't care about the father at all. Or is it a suffix? Then maybe you have to be worried that it's actually not a horse, but it's actually a donkey, and therefore can't be with it. If he said it's Pashitim, the Priyam Ha'aim Shari, then mating this product of this crossbreed with the mother's type is going to be mutter. It's going to be also. Let's take a look from the mission that we brought earlier. Rabbi Yehuda Omer and yesterday's daf. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Kol hanoladim min hasus. Anything that is born from a female horse. If a mule is born from a female horse, even though the father is a donkey, but terms of so what did they go one with the other? Hechi dami. Now, what exactly are we talking about? What is he trying to matavir? Hechi dami. If you want to say we're talking about the case where the father of this one is a donkey and the father of that one is also a donkey, it is coming to matir, mating two mules that were each born from a female horse and a male donkey. Would you even have to say that's going to be a mutter? They're exactly the same type. Must be that one of them, the father is a horse, and the father is a chamor. He says mutter and zemzeh, and he said it's mutter, zemzeh, as long as both were born to female horses, even if one had a different father. It must be that it's actually plush to him that we're not worried about the father's seed. Sigmar lo, asada raya. Lo, not a raya. Liolam da vu da high chamor, vu da high chamor. Really, both of them, the fathers of the chamor. And when you said, what, Tzrich Lameimar? Do you have to tell me the mutter is going to be mutter? Ma'od the time you would have thought, Asi tzad de sus, mishtamitz with tzad chamor. Maybe you would think to say that since each one of them can be considered part horse and part donkey, right, and that is that the both of them, the fathers are donkeys, but one of the mothers is a horse and one of the mothers is a donkey. Their fathers are the same thing. Rashi says, we can still say there's a suffix. If mishum hachi hanoladim min asus u'min achamor mutarin zebazeh kideprishas la'el mimarafshach. That's a kasha. Right? Amar tzricha l'meimar, and we said, you have to tell me it's going to be mutter. I'll say back. Ma'od the tema. Asi tzad desus mishtamish tzad chamor. You may have said that since each of them can be considered part horse and part donkey, because maybe it's be chushish for the father's zera. The horse part of this one comes and mates with the donkey of that one. Tzad chamor mishtamish tzad sus, and the donkey part of this one is mating with the horse part of that one, and therefore it should be aser. Kamash Pelin for comes to tell you, no, that's going to be mutter. Yehuda is telling us that we don't look at each mule as having a horse and donkey part, which would then fall into the Chilayim Iser. Rather, we look at the parents, Zera, as having blended to make a new species that's a horse-donkey hybrid, and since each of them is in that species, they'll be allowed to be one with the next. Toshima. Let's try again to figure out what this Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Pirda Shetava, of a female mule that wants to now mate. Ain marbien olea lo sus lachomer, can't bring a horse or a donkey on it. Elamino on its own type, which is a male mule. V'amrit mifshat pshitali, if you want to say this pashatim, that we're not worried about the father Zera, then larba ale mina de'ima. Then just let it mate with the male of her mother's species. Why don't you just do that? And for the Gemara, no. Deloya dina mina de'ima mainu. We're talking about a case where we don't know which one the mother species is. Ivaha ella mina katani, but Rehuda says in the Bresa, one may mate her only with her own kind, meaning a male mule. And if we're dealing with a mule whose mother is unidentified, how can we mate her with another mule whose mother might be of a different species than her mother? Hachka, what does it mean to say? Eimar bin ale lo min sus v'lo min chamor. We can't mate with her any... Are there any animal of the horse family or any of the donkey family? Right, not a purebred horse or with a mule born to a female horse. Lefi shein yodin b'mina, because we don't know what her min is. If it says one may mate her only with her kind, he means that one may not mate her with any animal unless he figures out her kind by figuring out what her mother's species is. He's got to figure it out. V'livda v'simanim, v'shik v'simanim. Dem Rabbi, Abai says about a mule whose mother's type is unknown, of the kale, if its voice is deep, if the mule is like deep like a donkey which brays, then bar chamret, must be from a female donkey. It's sniff. Kale voice is the opposite, then it's like a horse, which goes, nay. Bar susia, then it comes from a female horse. V'amar papa, rav rivan udne v'zutre gnufte, if its ears are large and its tail is short. Do your ears hang low? Do they rumble to and fro? Can you tie him in a nut? Can you tie him in a bow? And it's out of shirt. Then Barachama, the mule is coming from a field. Donkey, Zutra, Vutnev, Rab, Gnufte, but if its ears are small and its tail is long, then Barasusha, the mule is coming from a female horse. It's Gemara, no, you might skin him, we're dealing with me. Elemis, we get damage. Dealing with a mule that is mute and amputated. So we can't hear its voice. And it doesn't have its ears and its tails. And its tail were cut off. My avid law, so how did we come out in the end? Tashema, Tamar Vunu Rebishua, Hakom Odin Bepre Im Ha'im She'aser. Everyone agrees about the product of this kilayim with the species of its mother's that its mother's going to be aser. Shema minas fukim isafkele. We see from here that he was mesupak. Whether or not we care about the father's seed, even though he matters mating mules whose mothers are the same species, he forbids doing it with purebred animals of their mother's species. Shema minas. So it comes out to say this is a it was a suffix to him. That's why he answered it. Okay, Zakdei Lega Gemara. So if it can't be with the purebred. Zakdei Gemara. Amar Le Rabbi Abba Lashame. I me'alil me'aylas li kudainyasa berispak. If you hook up two mules, these animals, right? Berispak means agala shu rochiba. You hook it up to the wagon together. Examine their ears and the tails to see if they're alike, violently, and only then can you hitch them up together. He was worried about the Isser of Kilayim, if one of them was really horse and one of them was considered a donkey. Therefore, it's going to be Isser of Kilayim. So check Baznaim, Bazanav, Mishum, Manhig, Bikilayim, says Rashi. Okay, Alma, Kasavar, and Choshen Zerav. Oh, it must be, right, we see the Rav Abba holds that we do not worry about the Zerah Ha'av, the father. The father's stickle. Beep, turn the page. I test my base. V'simanim d'araisa. He also holds this idea of simanim is d'araisa. Rashi doesn't mean the samacha simanim. The fact that he's going to be samacha that shari v'shari sura lai u'shma mina hod v'samchinan asimanim b'chazaras avdok d'arminan be'elam etzios d'araisa hi. Either abanan nihi d'avud rabanan takanta b'mamona. Do they allow you to do it when it comes to Yisr? They ask a question, what's the din over there? Tanu Rabbanan. Now, we talked about a koyer kvi, right? The question is, what is the status of that? Also, we has been knowing b'kilayim b'koi. We said that this idea of osavinos applies to this kilayim, this hybrid thing, as well as to a koi. Eliezer Omer or Kvi. It says kilayim abo mina eiz mina rachel. Let's say you have an eiz and a rachel get together, go in a sheep, and they have this animal. Also, we has been knowing bo. You still have also has been know that applies to it. Kvi ain't also has been knowing bo. But now when it comes to this animal over here, this type of animal. Amar of Chista, Ezeu Kvi Shenechelku Bo Rabbi Elazar v'Chamim. What is this Kvi, this koi that they're arguing about? Zeabo min atayish min atzvia. It comes from a goat and a deer. Well, she says, don't think Lafuki man da Amar the koi is buried with the asmo. Nah, it's like the mule when it comes to the horse and the donkey. So this is a goat and a deer. Then you get this animal. Hechidami. Now, what exactly is the case we're talking about? Elaim abatayish abba, let's be of the elder, if you say that is a male goat with a female deer give birth. V'kashachit la v'livra. And one shechs the deer and her offspring that came from the goat, and on the same day, then I'll say v'amir of chista, akal modem b'ki tzviya u'bna tayish apater. Everyone agrees in a case where the mother is a female deer and the offspring is part goat. It came from the goat that one who shechs the mother and her offspring the same day is not a problem. Se ubeno, Rachmanos, since the pasuk says only that of a set, a sheep or a goat, and its offspring on the same day is aser. Velo tzvi ubeno, but not with the deer in this one. So the mother's a deer, it's not a problem. El but tzvi abal teyasha v'yalda must be. We're talking about that the deer came upon, mated with the female goat and then had the kid. Kashachet lo v'levra, and you do those two things together. That would be where there's a problem. But v'amar of chista, I'll call mother of chista, everyone agrees, but he tiyasho b'no tevi, shechayev. Everyone agrees in such a case that they're going to be chayev, that one who shechs this thing is also his b'no. Se'amach b'no b'no kolehu. The pasuk says that the shechita of a se, and its offspring of any kind, is going to be aser. Sa'akam of chista said that a koi, which the Tanaim argue, the Tanaim disagreed, is the product of the goat and the deer, when he himself has said that there is no machlokas about the product of such a thing. Really, we are talking about the case of this product of the koi is the male goat that mated with the female deer, v'yolda bas. But this is a case where the deer gave birth to a female with the koi, ubas yolda ben, and then that one had a ben, kashachet lav levra, and then you shech the koi and her offspring the same day. Rabban and Savi, they hold Choshen Lezerav. The Tanakhama is going to say we're worried about the father's seed. So the daughter of the original one is considered part Seh because of the father. The Seh, if you look at Seh, it says he means even a little bit of a Seh, and therefore it's going to be also Chayv also a Seh. No. If you look at Choshen Lezerav, we're not Choshen of such thing. The Seh, if you look at Seh, lo aminon. And accordingly, we don't say that a Seh includes even a part Seh. So one who shechs the Kohen Arsing on the same day is not over the Eser, also of Yasmin. No. So that's the Gemara. But Liflag Bechoshes in the Zeraav. Let them argue, straight up, when we would be worried about this thing of the Zeraav. But Plukted the Chananya Rabbanon, the very Mechlokas of Chananya Rabbanon, whether the Isser of Osav Yisbeno applies to the male and its offspring. Why do they have to bring the discussion in this discussion of a koi? It says, go ahead, plead about here, if that's related to Mechlokas, it is, whether or not Osav Yisbeno applies to this male and its offspring. Havamina Baha, Filar Banamoda, would have said that about this issue with a female koi and her offspring, even the Chachamim would agree that the Isser doesn't apply. The Sev, Afila Mixa Sev, Lo Aminan. For we don't say that Sev includes even a part Sev. Kamash Malan, the rabbis therefore tell us by telling us that the Isser of Osav Yisbeno applies to a koi, that Sev includes even a partial Sev. Now this opens up a whole new question here, Vahada Tanah, and that which we learned in a Mishnah. That koi ain't shechta nesol b'yom tov. We can't shechta on yom tov. So him shechta in mechas nesdamo. If you did shechta, then you don't do kisoy hadam, where we cover the blood of the animal. But my skin, what are we talking about? What's the case? Elim abatayish abal tzviyav yaldav. If you're talking about that, it's a tayish. That is, it's a male goat. It's with a female deer. Made it with a female deer, and did they give birth? So it's a deer from its mother. According to both of them, you shechted and covered its dam on yontif. Tzvi v'afila mixa tzvi, because everyone agreed that a deer includes even a part deer. Ela b'tzvi abal atiyasu yalda. You may be going to say that we're talking about a case of a koi that comes from a male deer that made it with a female goat, which then gave birth, and the koi can be considered a deer only through the father. Then I'll say either a bun, and if you go according to the rabbis who say that we're worried about the father's zera, lishchot v'lekase, then we should do shchita on this koi, and kisoy dam yontov, because by the father is considered part deer, and we know that the deer includes even part deer. Either b'leazer, and even if you want to go into b'leazer, who says that we don't care about the father's zera, then lishchot v'lekase, at least you could shechta it on yontov, and not cover the dam, since it's not considered a deer at all. So why does the Mishnah say that we're not able to lechatchila shechta on yontov? Leah says, Gemara, Leola, I'm going to be talking about the Tzvi Abala Tiasha. We're dealing with a case with this koi that came from a male deer that was with a female goat. So it can be considered like a deer only by reference, virtue of its father. And the Mishnah goes like this. It goes according to the Chacham, Rabbanim, Sfugim, Esapiglu, Yichoshen, Zerav, Einchoshen. They're Mesupak. Whether the koi is for the father or not, so therefore according to the Chachamim, it's unclear whether the koi is considered part deer, because we care about the father's zera, or not a deer at all, because we don't care about it, and therefore it's unclear whether this koi's dam has to be covered or not, and the Mishnah therefore is going to be machmir, the one should not shechta yontif, and if he did it, then you're not able to go ahead and to cover the dam. Now, says the Gemara, since you say that the Chachamim are mesupak, whether we care about the father's zera or not, Rabbi Eliezer Pshitale, it comes out that Rabbi Eliezer is certain that we don't care about it. V'hadatanya, but what about the fact that the Braisa has Zorov L'chaim HaKeva Nogun B'koi B'kilayim? We said that these, the Matnas Kahuna of the Zorov L'chaim HaKeva that you give to the Kohen, every animal shechted, it applies to a Kohen to Kilayim. Rabbi Eliezer says, Kilayim above Min Ha'ezim Min Ha'racha Chayim HaMatanah. So if it's this hybrid that comes from a goat and a sheep, then it's going to apply. B'koi Potter Min HaMatanah. But a koi is not subject to this din. So the Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer are arguing whether a koi is subject to these matanas, matanas kahuna of mayaskinan. So what type of koi are we talking about here? Elim abatayi shabala tzviyav yalda. If you want to say we're dealing with, it comes from a male goat that mated with a female deer as gave birth. So at the basis of, considering the koi, the falls of the koi, matanas kahuna, is whether it comes, is the father. Bishol Rabbi Eliezer, the potter, can make sense because Rabbi Eliezer is his potter. He holds that in this case, right, we don't say that seh includes even a part seh. And the Rabbanan quotes Rabbanan who said that the koi is chayav matnas kahuna, and he is the kasavar seh afilu miksa seh. Okay, it makes we get that he holds that seh includes even a partial seh, and that the matnas kahuna would apply to a this kilayim outcome, this hybrid, that's part sap, but that's a little bit difficult because the chachamim are mesupak whether we care about the father's zera. They consider it questionable whether a koi comes from a male goat and a female deer is considered even part sap. Why then should it be that you chayav to go out to give it to manas kahuna? Bishlam apal galoyev le. Okay, it makes sense that about half of the matnas kahuna, the chachamim are going to say that the owner does not give the koi one half, since the koi is at least half deer. And this matnas kahuna, chiyav, at most, it only applies to the other half, which might be a set. Idach palga, but the other half of the matnas of kahuna, which the chamim chayav to give, idach palga, lema le aisi d'raya d'choshen z'ra'av v'shkol. Just bring a raya, let the coins, if you want, so bring a raya for this, and that we care about the father's zera. And that the animal, therefore, is half set, and then you can go and take half of the stuff. It can't be chayiv to give it to the koin when it's questionable, it's a supuk, whether this pertains even regarding this half. So therefore, this bride said, doesn't refer to the case of a koi that comes from a male goat and a female deer. Says the Gemara. Maybe you want to say that we're dealing with the koi that comes from a male deer, that's with a female goat, that then gave birth. So the matnas kahuna pertains to the koi. Why? Because of the mama. Bishlam Rabbanan works going to Rabbanan who said that the koi is chayev in matnas kahuna. My chayev? So what does it mean when it says chayev? The chatzi matanas of the koi. El Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Lezer says that we definitely do not care about the father's seed. The chayev of kulu matanas, then you should be chayev in the entire matanas. Why only half? We're dealing with the case with this koi that comes from a male deer that's with a female goat which gave birth. Rabbi Lezer, nami safuke misafke lei, chashin lezer avalo. He's specific with that. We're choshes with the zera av or we are not choshesh for the Zerah Ha'av. Okay, my friends, in the middle of a sugya, but we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.